There are indeed lots of concept mapping applications out there. Some of them are applications which you need to install on your computer, some of them are web-based. Wise Mapping offers both options. It's an open source platform, so that's quite attractive in and of itself. You can download Wise Mapping and have it installed on a server and available to all of the students and staff in your school. Or if that's not an option, there's no reason why they can't use the online version of Wise Mapping. To do that, they'll need an account, but that's not a problem. And you set it up with the basic information that you normally need. Students obviously need an email address, and as usual, perhaps best if they use their school email address when registering for sites like this. Once you've got your account created, you can start creating your first mind map. It provides you with a default one with showing all the features that are available. You can just delete that straight away, or you can amend that and use that as a starting point. Or you can start with a fresh map. Once you're faced with a blank concept map, it's very easy. It's only a matter of double-clicking anywhere on the canvas, and that will create a node. Double-click somewhere else, it'll create a sub-node. And you just continue like that. Each node you can alter in different ways. So you can obviously add the text, you can change the colour of the node, change the colour of the border of the node, you can change the size of the text, the colour of the text, and all that kind of basic formatting. You've got a limited range of fonts to choose from. But all of those different things can help with providing meaning to your map, because by using different colours or different shapes for the nodes, you're able to convey relationships or subtopics or themes which stretch across and around the map. Having done that, you can also there's also a relationships tool where you can link one node on one side of the map to another one on the other if they have a relationship between each other. If your map starts to get quite busy, and Wise Mapping is wise in that sense in that it sets things out for you and spaces things correctly, but if you start to get a lot of subtopics, then you can collapse the node, and it's only a simple click and unclick to collapse and re-enable the node. So all of that's possible. In addition, you can share it with other people, so you can have more than one person collaborating, and all you need to do is to provide their email address and they can be invited in as collaborators. When you're ready, if you're ready, you can publish it to the web. It can also be downloaded in different formats. There are several you can choose from vector graphics formats to PDFs to image formats, or in its native format for re-importing or passing on.